Whoa.
Listen to this.
Ordered for quality assurance.
Listen
to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
Sir, you are no gentleman.
And you, miss, are no lady.
Number 5.
Okay, tell me what's wrong with this statement. I read this in a magazine yesterday. There are plenty of reasons why someone would want to take a beer in the shower. Really? Yeah. What would they be? You know, think about that for a second. Why would you want to take a beer in the shower?
Why wouldn't the water go in it and dilute the beer? You'd have to be awfully careful.
I mean, are you using the beer as a kind of...
to bleach your hair or something? There was a hair treatment, I think, years ago where you put beer in your hair and did it lighten your hair, it conditioned your hair, it did something to your hair, got your hair drunk. But look, a company in Sweden has just designed the first beer that is specifically made to drink in the shower. Now, it's only 6 ounces, so you can finish it basically in 3 mouthfuls, but... it's 10% alcohol, which is much higher than regular beer, so it'll get the job done pretty quickly. I guess, for me, I know sometimes if I'm getting ready to go out, I'll have a glass of wine in the bathroom. I won't have it in the shower.
You have one in the tub or something like that, surrounded by candles. I get that, right? But if you're going into the shower, how long are you in the shower? How long are you going to be in the shower where you can't wait for the 90 seconds it's going to take to get out and have a beer?
I know. It seems a little bizarre. This company that's doing it, I don't know, in Sweden, I don't know whether they're planning to sell it over here, but somebody should rip that idea off. I mean, now I've heard of it. I never thought I wanted it, but now I've heard of it. I totally want to try it, don't you? Or shower wine. You bet.
Think about this. You got the beer that you can drink in the shower in one hand, and you've got the waterproof case for your iPhone in the other. You're pretty much covered right there.
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon.
Now, pay close attention.
Number 4.
Ebony Green is from South Carolina. She's been paying for her nursing school by working as a bartender at Columbia Metropolitan Airport. She's also a single mom. She has a 2-year-old daughter, so she's got her hands full. Mm-hmm. Last month, somebody broke into her place and stole her laptop. Aww. You know, obviously a big part of what she's doing and going to school and trying to make ends meet. I mean, that's an awful thing to come home to.
It really is. And so she mentioned it in passing to a random guy who sat down in her bar the other day while he was waiting for a flight. And he started talking about irony. So she mentioned that her computer got stolen right before Christmas. And then she found out she couldn't get normal textbooks this semester. They're all online versions. So she really needed a laptop. But now she doesn't have to worry about it because after the guy left, she realized he left her a $300 tip with a note that said, "Enjoy your new laptop. Hope it helps with school." And she says it's definitely enough to replace her old laptop. She knows the guy's name, so she's going to try and track him down online to say thank you. And she's still on track to graduate from nursing school sometime next year.
You see, I love hearing stories like this.
Yes.
And hopefully one day she's going to take something like amazing that happened to her like this, and she's going to turn around and pay it forward.
Right. Or, you know what, it'd be like just like one of those fabulous coincidences in life where all of a sudden he'll be sick or something and she'll be the nurse treating him.
That
right?
saves his life.
Yes.
Oh, my God. This is a Grey's Anatomy episode.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. For more, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Number 3.
Now, Sharon and I were chatting off the air, and you've got to tell this story on the air because it just cracks me up. You were shopping for some clothes or something yesterday. Came across something we've never heard of before.
No, I was. I was shopping. I saw this really nice jacket, a black leather jacket, and I thought, ooh, I like that. And then, you know, because leather jackets are pretty expensive, so then I thought, I wonder if it's real leather or not. So I'm looking around for the tag, and I found the tag. Sure enough, vegan leather.
Vegan? I've never heard of this before.
No,
it's vegan leather.
Either. Well, at first I thought, well, isn't that cute, right? You know, it's obviously man-made leather and they're calling it vegan leather to make it sound more appealing and so they can put a higher price tag on it. And then I was thinking about it and I thought, oh my God, like vegans have actually suffered. Probably. I mean, I don't know. Are the vegans humanely treated before they're turned into leather jackets?
How many vegans did it take to make the jackets?
Exactly. And so I'm thinking, God, I can't in good conscience buy a vegan leather jacket.
You've got to take a stand.
Well, then the other thing is, too, I wasn't even sure... If the vegan whose skin it came from, I thought if they had have been gluten intolerant and I buy the jacket, can I eat a sandwich while I'm wearing the jacket? I can't.
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon. The other side of the news.
Number two.
I'm not sure if this study sends a really good message, but a new study has found that when you get revenge on somebody, it instantly puts you in a better mood.
In fact, it's one of the best ways to switch from a bad mood to a good mood. And to make it even worse, these researchers found out you don't even need to be getting revenge on the person who did you wrong to make you feel better. So you can just be nasty to somebody randomly and it'll make you feel better because, if you're cranky with one person, take it out on someone else.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not big on revenge. I just think I like to imagine revenge, but when it actually comes to it, I'm not that person. I remember reading just recently, I thought this was a funny story about a woman whose husband left her for a younger woman. It's the typical, left her for the young secretary kind of scenario. And they were a wealthy couple and they lived in this big, fabulous house and everything. And she just said, and she was getting kicked out of the house basically in the settlement and it all coming down. She was having to leave and the day before the divorce went through, she said to her soon-to-be ex-husband, can I just spend one last night in the house? We've had a lot of memories here. We raised our kids here. And I would just really like the opportunity to say goodbye to the house if I could. And he was like, okay, if you really want. So her last night in the house, she had the house to herself and she ordered in all this lovely seafood and things. And she sat down, had a lovely bottle of wine and just enjoyed dinner in the house where they lived all these years. And the next day in the morning, she, packed up the last of her things and moved out, and ex-husband and new bride came in and it's all beautiful and they're just all happy and in giddy love and everything. And all of a sudden, after a few days, there was this smell in the house and they couldn't figure out what it was, and it wasn't sure if it was a dead animal in a wall or something, but this smell just kept getting stronger and they thought, oh my God, what is it? And they tore the place apart, pulling up carpets, pulling out walls, looking at plumbing and all of these things, trying to figure out what the smell was. What the smell was the ex-wife getting revenge. She had her lovely seafood dinner and she took down all the curtain rods in the house and she shoved shrimp shells or prawn shells and all the shells and leftover bits of seafood down the center of the curtain rods and then hung the curtains back up. And because you would never think to look there.
Oh my God.
But when it comes to revenge, that's a beaut, isn't it?
Listen
to this
with Cliff and Sharon.
Number one.
Hey, when it comes to grooming trends for men, I got to kind of sit most of them out because I don't have any hair in my head, but that's okay. We've gone past the glittery beards, the Jon Snow inspired arm perms, for the love of God, who thought of that? Models, get this, at London's Fashion Week. This is called the Top Man Show. We're spotted sporting, wait for it now, fake dirt.
Oh, this is the new trend. But listen, if you're listening and you're a guy and you like to be on top of the trends, fake dirt is the new direction to take. Top Man says the look consists of dirty and greasy hair and oily skin, and it's designed to give a guy the appearance of having worked all day and clubbed all night. So if you saw the show or photos from the show, the models wore oil in their hair to create that sort of faux greasy look, and dark eyeshadow was dusted on random spots of the face to give a bit of a grubby, unshowered appearance. And the creators say the runway look was inspired by the British fubbing and clubbing scene of the 1990s. Don't do it. Don't do it. Listen, if you start putting grease and stuff on your face, you're going to wind up with pimples, and that's going to really take, it won't take you back to the fubbing and clubbing scene of the 1990s. It'll take you back to your teenage years where you couldn't get a date. Don't do it.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. Subscribe to the podcast on Audioboom, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Pocket Cast, and iTunes. This has been a Bytes.com production.